Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about the surprising viral success of browser use, a tool that's making waves in the AI world. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. What makes browser use so special? Is it just another web browser?
Not at all. It's a tool that empowers AI agents to interact with websites more effectively. Think clicking buttons, filling forms, things we humans do effortlessly, but which can be tricky for AI.
Ah, so it's like a translator between AI and the web.
Precisely. And what's really fascinating is its recent surge in popularity, all thanks to its connection with Manus, this viral AI agent platform. Apparently, a post about Manus using browser use exploded online, leading to a fivefold increase in browser use's daily downloads. Isn't that incredible?
Wow, that's the power of virality for you. But tell me more about how browser use actually works. What's the magic behind it?
Well, it essentially dissects a website's elements, buttons, widgets, you name it, making it easier for AI models to understand and interact with them. It's also pretty versatile, handling multiple tabs, mouse clicks, keyboard inputs, and even database operations.
So, are the creators of browser use just riding the coattails of Manus's success, or did they have a grand vision from the start?
It seems they were onto something even before Manus blew up. The creators, Gregor Zunick and Magnus Müller, anticipated the rise of web agents. They even call it the big thing of 2025. They actually built the first version of browser use in just 4 days. Talk about a quick turnaround.
That's impressive. It seems like they were in the right place at the right time. But is this just a short-lived trend, or is there real potential here?
I see. Interesting. But you know, I'm a bit skeptical about their claim that there will be more agents than humans on the web by the end of the year. Don't you think that's a bit optimistic? Maybe even a bit far-fetched?
I agree. It does sound a bit bold, but who knows? The speed at which AI is developing is mind-boggling. Maybe they're onto something. What's their business model, by the way?
They offer both managed plans and a free, self-hosted version. And it's the free version that's gone viral. They're basically selling shovels in the web agent gold rush, as Zunick puts it.
That's a clever analogy. It seems like they're setting themselves up to be the foundation for future web agent development. So it's not just about this one viral moment. It's about building the infrastructure for a larger trend.
Exactly. And that's why this story is so interesting. It's not just about one tool going viral. It's a glimpse into the future of how AI might interact with the internet, and how developers are scrambling to build the tools to make that happen. Got it?
Absolutely. It really highlights the rapid evolution of the AI landscape and how seemingly small tools can become overnight sensations. It'll be interesting to see how browser use, Manus, and the entire web agent space evolve in the coming months.
Indeed. Thanks for this insightful discussion. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We hope you found this as fascinating as we did. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.